This is Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
Shelly has the morning off. Sean is in the news chair this morning. What's going on, brother?
Well, how dare you go eat with your family at a restaurant?
What?
And he's number two. He's number two. We'll talk about who it is and what that means.
Okay.
News brought to you by Huffman and Huffman. You have the right to remain silent. If you've been hurt in an accident, don't talk to the insurance companies. Let Huffman and Huffman get you what you deserve. Call 422-HELP. Nandi Bushel has officially accepted Dave Grohl's concession. Yes, we have a concession, just not the one everybody's been waiting for.
Oh, okay, I got you.
Yeah, Nandi has accepted Dave Grohl's concession in their months-long drum battle.
So we went back and forth with this drum battle. It was like being called out by the school bully, like, I'll see you on the playground after school. And so every time she would send me one of these videos, I just thought, like, oh, my God, I'm going to get my ass kicked again. It just happened over and over. It got to the point where, I mean, I sometimes you just have to concede defeat.
Yes, sometimes.
Yes.
Bushel responded to him, sharing her own video where she rhymed a little bit, said, "Your legend in history will echo in time, but still you resign to a child of 3'9".
Now, yeah, you got to back this up and remember that this is the 10-year-old kid who challenged Dave Grohl to a drum-off some time ago.
Yes, she's the 10-year-old music prodigy who was going back and forth with him playing different Foo Fighters songs and then other things that...
And he's not the only big musician she's done this with. She's done it on guitar with other people. She's done it on other instruments.
This is just the one that's gotten the most notoriety at this point. And she did reply, officially accepting his resignation. I don't know why she did it from the middle of a hurricane, but...
It has been an honor battling you, Mr. Grohl, and I can't wait to write our song together.
She said, "The happiness and joy our battle has brought will only be amplified when we create the greatest rock song ever written."
Ever written.
Yes, so he declared defeat in that.
That's fabulous. Is he going to allow her to transition then into the White House? Is that going to happen?
He just moves out. She moves in with his kids and everybody.
Right. She's now in charge of Foo Fighters.
Yeah. That'd be amazing. Yeah. Speaking of which, though, the federal government, specifically the head of the Federal General Services Administration, has acknowledged that President-elect Joe Biden is the apparent winner of this month's presidential election.
Well, hell yes, I am. I got seven vote. 700,000.
You know the thing.
I got a thing. Votes. A bushel of them. I got a bushel.
This allows the incoming president to coordinate with federal agencies on plans for taking over on January 20th. The process is known as ascertainment. It had been delayed for more than 2 weeks after President-elect Biden had surpassed the more than 270 electoral votes needed to secure the presidency. The government will now release $6.3 million to Biden's transition team and 175,000 square feet of federal office space, among other things.
Wow, nice.
So things
good
are
gig.
Not bad. Not bad.
You get stuff. You know, years ago, I got a tour of the Senate office building.
Mm-hmm.
I think Chuck Robb was the senator back then. It was a long time ago. And it was a private tour by a staffer. And anybody could do this, but people just didn't. You could call there as a constituent and get a tour of the place.
Really?
And we get to go in the basement and ride this little train that goes from the Senate office building all the way over to the Capitol building and up some strange elevator and seeing all the... Now you don't see that. Now they have a self-guided tour, and you get a reservation online, and you just go stand in the line and take yourself around.
Oh, that's less exciting.
Oh, it's a lot less exciting. But I think you could still pull it off.
I liked the idea of a little train.
But what I remember was they were talking about office space. You just said how much office space they get.
Mm-hmm.
The longer you've been in, the bigger office you get.
Okay.
So so many years... Every year you get a little more real estate. And Strom Thurmond had been senator.
I was going to say.
He had an office that was over a block long.
Yeah, I bet.
It spanned a hallway and started again.
He just ran. Every time you looked at the door.
By then, he's in a wheelchair. Yeah. So apparently. Yeah.
Every time you looked at the offices, he'd roll by and close the doors and goes, "Mine!
Damn it! Get out of my hallway, son of a bitch!"
But in any event, so the transition looks to be taking place now, and that's much more... Yes?
No, I was just going to say, but he's not done... He's still contesting the election,
the president
right?
He has not officially conceded. He is still contesting the election. But it did say, actually, that some of his aides and his chief of staff, Mark Meadows, had encouraged him to allow the transition to begin, saying he doesn't have to concede, but you can't...
No.
You can no longer justify withholding the transition.
Yeah, and he tweeted that out to his credit.
Right.
That this is the way we're going to go.
Yeah, he said he spoke with the GSA and his own people, and
best interest of the country.
Right.
people have to be prepared.
Right, which
right.
is
it's only right.
a reasonable
yeah,
thing
yeah,
to do. Right.
Yeah.
This is less reasonable. Yeah. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy was eating with his family at a restaurant the other night, and two women there decided to get up in his face and call him a hypocrite for being out during the pandemic. Now, his table was outside, and he only had his mask off when he had his food.
Yeah.
So he actually didn't break any of the rules, but that didn't stop these angry women.
Hey, how you
oh
doing?
Oh, God, Murphy. You're having you fun with your family. In the meantime, you're having all kind of other bull going on.
A little too drunk?
No, I'm not drunk.
Ah, that's good. Good for you. Get him.
You can go f*** up. How's that?
There you go. How about that?
Yeah. His, one of his sons
how
actually
ladylike.
Accused the women of being drunk. And he asked yeah. them to put a mask on because they were right up all in his face.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
To which they reply, go F yourself.
Yeah, there you go.
So nice and friendly.
Oh, and by the way, in New Jersey, that's Merry Christmas.
That yes.
Go F yourself.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, Jesus.
Go F yourself.
It's hello. It's good. It's like aloha
yeah, yeah.
for them.
Yeah,
yes.
more or less. Yeah.
yeah. I did hear you guys talking earlier about the annual Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
Yeah, what do you know?
It's going to be held on Thursday, but unlike everything else going the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic, it's going to be about safety. The parade will be a television-only event with no crowds allowed to watch the parade in person.
Okay. But they're still doing it.
They are still doing it. Susan right. Tercero, the executive producer of the parade, spoke about this a little bit.
You know, safety is our number one priority. And so it's been a very interesting year, but our goal is to really deliver a wonderful, safe, entertaining event for everybody Thanksgiving morning. That's what we're really encouraging, that everybody stay home. This is not something to watch for New Yorkers in the streets. It's something to watch safely from their homes.
My only concern yeah. is if you're actually doing it down the streets,
uh-huh.
how are you going to stop people from showing up?
Oh, you're not.
That's the thing.
I mean, you can't.
Yeah, that's so I'm like, when you said virtual, that was kind of my thought was like, yeah. well, that's the only way you guarantee nobody shows up if it's virtual.
So what will they do then? I'm trying to think. Because, you know, it goes down Broadway for the most part.
Yeah, I mean, you can block off some access to it.
You can block off, but dude, there's a side street every block.
Yeah, I mean, you've only got so much manpower.
It is. Yeah, yeah. It's intense. It's very dense.
Maybe we could just block it with balloons we don't use anymore, fill them up in the alleys and down
the
streets.
You mean the ones that used to be a good idea?
Yeah. Just cram them into the opening, yeah. fill them up. Like,
back
okay.
in the John Wayne balloon before he yeah. said those things.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. yeah.
This balloon and that balloon, the grandpa at Thanksgiving dinner balloon.
I don't know why when you said John Wayne, my brain immediately filled in Gacy at the end of that. And I was like,
oh, wow.
That's
he's
a weird
a
balloon, man. That's
it's a very weird balloon.
It's stuffed with other balloons. It's really weird.
Collection of them.
They said that there will be two new balloons on display this year in a selection yeah. of Broadway show casts, as well as, of course, the parade ending with the appearance of Santa Claus himself.
Yeah, I don't know how they keep you off the feeder streets or the cross streets because yeah. it's there's one every block, obviously.
The only way I can think that they get any traction on that is if they do something that only works if you're home watching on TV, like something you won't get access to unless you're watching it on TV.
Well, you know, there's going to be people on this. What they're saying is they're not going to let people line the street on
right.
Broadway.
Right. I get that.
There's nothing you can do about people that live there and walk out in the street. It's the United States of America.
Yeah. I mean, obviously you can't stop that.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm just hoping that people are reasonable and nobody tries to form a crowd that just decides they're going there.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know.
You know,
whatever. Put yeah. on your mask. Be safe.
That's all they're asking. Let's all be safe. And you know, so I mean, that's it's definitely a weird feeling watching the parade on TV. And
it'll be really weird
when
there's no noise.
Yeah. Yes, it will. No cheers.
Well, first of all, half of that parade's piped in anyway. When you're there, that's mm-hmm. not what you hear.
Right.
And I've been there, and I can tell you that's not what you're hearing.
Right, I get that.
You're hearing an antiseptic version of it that has been sweetened for television consumption.
So kind of like what we hear on sports now.
When you're out there and the dude's lip-syncing on the float,
yeah,
it's coming through just like a single box speaker. It's no great setup.
Right.
Unless you're watching it in the grandstand in front of the Macy's where they actually have professional sound.
Right.
Because that's where they go in and they do all the song and dance numbers from Broadway and stuff like that. They're not doing that all the way down the parade route.
No, Lord, yeah. no.
No, they can't.
Get to the end of it. They're all,
well, you can't see
yeah.
either, you know?
Yeah.
Unless they're up on floats.
And speaking of weird, as we were just talking about, Elon Musk, he's pretty weird. He's a strange guy, but it's good to be strange, apparently, because Musk has now eclipsed Bill Gates to become the second richest man in the world, according to the Bloomberg Billionaire Index.
Oh, yeah, from his volcano lair.
Musk had a huge jump this year. His net worth was $7.2 billion in January, and he was ranked 35th on the list.
Yeah.
And thanks in large part to Tesla shares, and they've gone way up. He added over $100 billion to that net worth, and he now sits in second place with a net worth of $127.9 billion.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy in 1 year.
In 1 year. It's actually worth well more. His Tesla shares are worth well more than his investment in SpaceX, apparently.
Is it really? Because yeah. We all kind of wondered if it was SpaceX, because they got a government contract, and yeah. They've been running stuff back and forth.
I thought so, too, but no, but it says Tesla is significantly more valuable than his SpaceX shares.
Part of the strategy there is they've made one that is it's affordable.
That's true.
They have, the model, what is it, the Model S, is that what it was? Was, mm-hmm. That thing started at 70 grand and easily ran north of 100,000, depending.
Oh, yeah.
Now they've got one that's in the 30s.
Yeah.
And people are drawn to that.
Yeah.
But they also say that the quality has gone down a little bit on some of these, that it's not. They recently did one of those automotive tests and it didn't finish number one like it has in the last few years. And now I saw today that hackers are swearing they can break into one in 5 minutes or less.
That's great news.
Because it's always been impervious.
Yeah.
That was part of the attraction to it. That's, other than throwing that rock through that window.
Yeah,
that one time?
When the truck, when they modeled the truck.
Bulletproof glass or whatever it was, yeah.
It didn't shatter and break in, I'll give them that, but it looked really bad on stage mm-hmm. when it happened.
Have you ever seen the Tesla dealer?
No.
Short Pump Mall, Richmond,
okay.
is a Tesla dealership in the mall.
In the mall?
You go in the mall and get yourself a Tesla. You know what? I think I'm going to have Cheesecake Factory for lunch. And I'm going to get a piece of the tiramisu and enjoy it in the back of this Tesla. It's okay. Like, holy crap.
He unseated Bill Gates. Bill Gates with a net worth of $127.7 billion, which actually would have been a lot higher, but he donated so much money.
Yeah,
he's given more than $27 billion to his charity foundation and since 2006. And he's actually, his foundation is one of the big backers behind the vaccine research for COVID-19.
It's not Short Pump. It's a Fashion Valley Mall, I think. Actually, okay. It's in Indianapolis.
Somebody's going to text us and be like,
I know. I was just thinking of that. It's like I missed my malls up, but yes.
And for the record, Gates held the top spot before he was unseated by the Amazon mogul Jeff Bezos.
Amazing, right?
Yes, very much so. But wow. That's reason to party.
Do you rue this stuff if you're Bill Gates? I mean, there's got to be a billionaire boys club, so to speak.
Yeah, but you're still in it.
Yeah, but do you see this guy as kind of this crazy outlier? The way they saw you when you invented computers?
Maybe.
And all these old school guys, the DuPonts and the Carnegies and stuff thought, you young upstart, you and your cachet.
I don't think that Gates would have as much of an issue with it if it wasn't Musk. Because he and Musk don't get along. They've traded online
is that right?
at each
yeah.
other for
yeah,
years yeah. at this point, particularly during
well,
the
Gates
pandemic.
Well, Gates is considerably older.
Yeah.
Considerably.
Oh, yes. Much so.
You forget that,
Yeah.
That the guy's, he has aged with the rest of us.
Right. No. Right. But again, second richest guy in the world. It's a good reason to celebrate, I guess.
Not bad.
And 7 in 10 Americans are actually planning to celebrate this holiday season at more gatherings than before because they're all going to be held virtually. A survey of 2,000 Americans revealed 72% of the respondents are participating in at least one virtual celebration in the holiday season. And of those, 68% plan to be more social than in years past. Results revealed 60% of Americans surveyed said virtual celebrations will be the norm for themselves and their family this holiday season between Thanksgiving and New Year's Day, so they're already making plans ahead. Mm-hmm. For those celebrating virtually, 93% said that it was thanks mainly or in part due to COVID-19. I can't imagine what else it would be.
Yeah, I know. Other than the way Grandma smells, why would we do this virtually?
Many holiday get-togethers, big and small, will largely be virtual this year. The average online holiday gathering will last nearly 2 hours and include 11 people on the video celebration.
Okay.
I want the mute button. I want to be able to mute Dad and Uncle Frank and, all those people.
Right.
For those holding virtual celebrations, 69% said more of their extended family is expected to join this year than in years past. And maybe that's a nice way to...
I wish my sister still lived with my dad because then I could get them on board for like a little Zoom thing. Because I think once he did it, he'd be down to do this all the time, and then I'd get a little FaceTime with him.
Right.
And I think that would make him feel better because he lives alone.
Yeah.
But, my brothers are all up there, so he'll have somewhere to go on Thanksgiving.
Right.
There's no doubt about that. But just for the occasional phone call.
Yeah.
We had a great conversation on the phone the other night. He sent me a letter right afterwards. We were talking about how to correctly pronounce kielbasa
mm-hmm.
since his last name is Grabinski.
Uh-huh.
And he literally goes, I get off the phone with you, and I'm doing the crossword, and 57 across is kielbasa. He circles it, sends it over. It's like, it was nice.
And he wrote, shove it up, shove it, Rod.
Tell Rod to stick it.
Today it's going to be sunny with a high near 54. Tonight partly cloudy, the low around 39. Tomorrow partly sunny with a high near 64. And right now the reverse of that, 46 degrees. Oof. With the news, I'm Sean Hood for Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.